Let's see, we are now on Bento RC3. That's been out for a while. Hopefully people had a chance to take a look at it, and it's mostly behaving itself. We've got a couple of new issues that have been filed with respect to Bento that I'm currently looking into. One of them is saying that the scale locking feature sometimes fails, and it seems to be intermittent. Don't know if anybody's run into that, but anyway, I'm going to do some digging into it and see if I can catch it misbehaving. Yeah, so the old content thing, this was originally filed as a complaint that a werewolf model is showing up warped, and I've just been looking into that today. Turns out that this is a side effect of a change that we made for Bento, where we relaxed the requirement that basically you had to define joint positions for all the joints at once, so that you could just have a few, which makes it easier to mix and match different kinds of meshes. The problem with that particular content is that it has some bad joint positions included, and previously those were just getting ignored because the meshes were affecting fewer than 20 joints, which was the old threshold. So what would happen is that it would basically be treated as if there weren't any joint positions defined, even though there were actually some bogus ones. So when you load it in a Bento viewer where we don't have that requirement of 20 joints anymore, then it will actually apply those joint positions and the model will get all distorted. So I just discovered that today, and I don't really know what we can do about that. It's one of these things where if we change the behavior back to the old way, then we're going to break a lot of Bento content. If we leave the current behavior, then some of the old content is going to have problems. This is something that I think would be pretty easy to fix if somebody re-uploaded the content and just took out those joint positions. But I don't know how we can fix it automatically. Yeah, I hope it's not a common problem. It's certainly something we haven't heard about, even though it's been theoretically possible for this to happen for a long time. But, obviously it's not a good thing. If existing content is getting broken, we try not to do that. Yeah, I suppose you could play an attachment that would fix the bad joint positions. It would be better if you could redo the model so the bad joint positions weren't there in the first place, but that would require re-uploading it. But if there's a lot of stuff out there that there's not a creator actively maintaining them, then that could be a problem. Yeah, that's a good point about the animations, polysail. That's something that somebody could implement as a fix-up on top of the existing model. I guess the issue there would be if there were other existing animations defined for the same model, you might get into issues with how those would interact.